This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Insanely excited, you know, when we called, it was Kevin, George, Ryan, and Ted all on the phone, and I kind of, you know, said thank you to all of them, and then once I got off the phone, I was driving on the highway, and I don't know if it was safe or not, but I gave out a loud yell and scream of just, you know, excitement. Of just, you know, it brings a bunch of clarity to the off season. It brings a bunch of different things to the off season, and I'm really excited about, you know, obviously the Bears and, you know, this org and being able to, you know, make this happen and, you know, keep Ben Johnson as our coach for a long time.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
That is what's left of Caleb Williams after a near NFL record of sacks. Bears quarterback, he got the guy he wanted. He wanted a coach with leadership, coach who could make the offensive go, and he wanted that selfishly, and he said so on the Amon Ra, the St. Brown Brothers podcast. And we'll go back to that, by the way. We'll go back to the St. Brown podcast later in the show just to compare and contrast some things about the way the Bears go about doing their stuff. But for now, joining me on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline is Trey Wingo. CircaLasVegas.com. Trey Wingo is the host of the pregame power-up on the DraftKings Network. He will be live in New Orleans all next week. Live show tomorrow. It's football. It's football's biggest stuff. How are you, Trey?
I'm good, man. How are you? Championship Sunday is always my favorite single day of the entire football season, even better than the Super Bowl. I love it.
I said that earlier, and I was mentioning it was the best day of football. With this Final Four especially has wonderful, wonderful storylines. And looking at it from the Bears' prism, let's look at the NFC. The NFC North was highly touted, and now it's like, was it a fraud? Because the NFC East is the one playing for the right to go to the Super Bowl. So let's start there. Let's start in that game, Eagles, Commanders.
Yeah, I don't think the NFC North was a fraud. I just think the Lions were just decimated by injuries. I know nobody wants to hear that. But, you know, if you go back to the start of 2023, over the last two seasons, the Lions have averaged 30.2 points per game, which is best in the NFL. They scored 31 in that loss to the Commanders. In other words, they were right on or right at their average, right above it. They just gave up 45. And there was nobody on defense. I mean, at one point they had 16 guys on injured reserve. On that team, and just putting that perspective, that's 11 starters and 5 backups all on one side of the ball. So I just think that caught up to them eventually. But, you know, this kid, Jaden Daniels, is something else, and he has an opportunity now to be the first rookie quarterback to take his team to a Super Bowl. 5 others have been in his spot, and they've all come up short. But what I find interesting about Jaden is that of all the other rookie quarterbacks that got here, you know, the Sean Kings of the world, the Brock Purdy's of the world, the Mark Sanchez's and Joe Flacco's. If you go look at the scoring defense that those rookie quarterbacks had, all of those 5 previous quarterbacks, they were either the number one scoring defense or the third scoring defense. In other words, that rookie quarterback wasn't really the reason they were there. He was just on a team that was pretty good and had a really good defense. Jaden Daniels brings the 18th ranked scoring defense into the NFC title game with him, which tells you that he's carrying a lot more of the load than any of those other rookie quarterbacks have been for getting this team to where they are.
Trey Wingo is my guest. Trey Wingo is the host of the pregame Power Up on the DraftKings Network. He'll be doing a live show tomorrow before Championship Sunday. He'll be live in New Orleans all next week. So that's the Washington Commanders and Jaden Daniels, the Washington Commanders and the Bears will be forever tied with a whole bunch of what-ifs or a whole bunch of OMGs. Did the Bears get the quarterback wrong? Jaden Daniels went to Washington after the Bears took Caleb Williams. So they passed on Jaden Daniels. The Bears chose Matt Eberflus after passing on or electing not to hire Dan Quinn. The Commanders got Dan Quinn. And the Commanders also got Cliff Kingsbury, an offensive coordinator the Bears interviewed, and didn't hire. So it would be a whole lot of like, wait, that should have been us. And I don't know if that's fair or not, but you've been around this enough to know. So let's roll that around a little while. Is it fair for Bear fans to look at that and go, that should have been us?
I think it's fair to look at the coaching decisions that the front office of the Bears made as mistakes. I think that's 100% fair. I've known Dan Quinn a long time. I've been around him a while. When he was the head coach at Atlanta and then really rebranded himself when he was a defensive coordinator for the Cowboys and sort of got back to his roots of coaching. I believe Dan Quinn is a better coach than Matt Eberflus. There's no doubt in my mind there. Cliff Kingsbury needed a reboot after what happened in Arizona. And, it's worked out really well for him there. I think it's fair to say the Bears probably did not make the right coaching moves. I don't think it's fair to say they drafted the wrong quarterback yet. And I'm a big believer in let's let this thing play out. Look at last year, right? C.J. Stroud is the greatest thing ever. He's unbelievable. He's fantastic. He's amazing. Look at what this rookie quarterback has done. And then look at year two for C.J. Stroud. I'm not saying he's still not good. It's just not that same level of awesomeness that we saw in his rookie year. And I believe that Caleb made great strides this year towards the end of the season. And I believe with the proper coaching around him, and maybe a little bit more help at some of the positions, I think Caleb can achieve some of the things that Jaden Daniels has pulled off. So I'm not willing to go there yet on the quarterback. I will say that I've known Jaden a long time since he was at Arizona State when my good friend Herm Edwards was the coach there. And Herb told me the moment he got him, he said, this kid has something about him that you just can't describe. And it's that ability to stay calm in the moment. So far in his entire career, in the NFL, there hasn't been one moment where it's like, oh, the stage is too big for him. He's not responding the right way. He's done it perfectly. And I think that's part of his makeup that has really nothing to do with how he throws a football.
It's interesting that Herm Edwards is one of many to say that. And Ryan Poles called it the special. They want Caleb Williams to show the special, and that's what he saw in him. And yet, it's Jaden Daniels, and against the Bears, he Tyreek Stevenson is acting like a moron. He's gone banana pants crazy, and it cost the Bears. It started a 10-game losing streak, and he wasn't disciplined, and it was a bad coaching there, and it was all kinds. But it was Jaden Daniels throwing the Hail Mary, and Jaden Daniels has the special at the end of the game, near the end of the game, to get you to the end of the game and get a victory. He's shown a lot of special.
He has. And I think if you're really honest about it, and by the way, I hate the idea that wins and losses are quarterback stats, which is not to say that a quarterback can't greatly impact whether you win or lose. But like, you know, and I'm sure we'll get to the AFC game in a minute, and I can point out the one reason specifically why Josh Allen is not 0-3 against the Chiefs in the playoffs. The Bills are. But you pay your quarterback really for three things. You pay your quarterback to win on third down. You pay your quarterback to win in the red zone. And you pay your quarterback to execute well in a two-minute offense. And I think we've seen those things from Jaden Daniels. You know, not only in the way he brought them back in the game against Tampa Bay in the postseason, but the game that they won against the Eagles when they did not play well. And then they had an opportunity to win. And after Devontae Smith dropped that would have been an easy first down and probably run out the clock, they took advantage of that. And to me, the best thing that any athlete can do is course correct mid-game. You know, it's like Tiger Woods going out of a 97 Masters. He shot a 40 on the front nine and brought it home in 30. You know, when you can turn it around, Tom Brady in Super Bowl 51, they're down 28-3. He's throwing a pick six. He looks awful. And then, oh, my God, they get a strip sack with 8.5 minutes to play. And suddenly it's like, holy crap, we can win this thing. He flicks the switch, and now he's a different guy. And I think we've seen a little bit of that of Jaden already in a couple of games this year. And that's the special that I think that Ryan is alluding to.
Trey Wingo is my guest. He's host of the pregame power-up on the DraftKings Network. He'll be doing a live show tomorrow before Championship Sunday, and he'll be live in New Orleans all next week. You know, to your point about Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels and talking about the special, had there been smarter coaching, coaching matters, even though the players are the most important thing, coaching matters. Caleb Williams would be a legend already if there had been smarter, better coaching and better roster decisions, because there's the game in Indianapolis where he led several scoring drives, and then they make a dumb call near the goal line, and they're the handoff in Washington to an offensive lineman. Yeah. We have all those playmakers, and you have special teams that can't block a field goal in Green Bay beat. So when he had led several scoring drives against division rivals in other games, that would have been a legend. He would have had four fourth quarter, 2 minutes less scoring drives that won the game. He would have been that guy. Instead, they decided not to block for him, and they made bad coaching decisions. So I'm with you on being reluctant to make that. But there are two things that come with him, that come with Caleb Williams. One is holding on to the ball too long.
Yeah. And but again, that can be coached. Okay, that's something that can be coached.
I was going to ask you
Have that situation where they hold on to the ball too long, and they don't realize. Trey used to say this all the time when he'd get rookie wide receivers. Hey, everything's got to be faster. We got to do everything faster. Not out of frenetics, but just we got to be more crisp. We got to be more sharp. A lot of rookies have that tendency to hold on to the ball too long, and then the offensive line gets blamed for all those sacks, and a lot of times those are on you. But that's fixable. That kind of stuff to me is fixable. That's his ability to read defenses better and understand 1, 2, 3, that ball's got to be out. Sometimes the best thing you can do is an incomplete pass. And it's hard for guys like Caleb and a lot of guys who have made all these spectacular plays their entire careers in college to understand that sometimes a failed play is a success if it's not a negative play. Like, what's a better play? A sack on 3rd and 7 where you lose 7 yards or an incompletion and you punt it away from a more advantageous point on the field? That's the part that Caleb needs to be coached better on, and that's easily fixable in my opinion.
My guest is Trey Wingo. He's the host of the pregame power-up on the DraftKings Network. You'll be live tomorrow before the championship games. He'll be live in New Orleans all next week. You know, you brought up Josh Allen and you brought up Patrick Mahomes, and we were talking about, quarterback losses. It looks bad with Caleb Williams and all those bad coaching decisions, bad special teams play, that kind of stuff. So Josh Allen didn't lose those games. He looked like good enough to win them. He just didn't. And in the playoff, he's great in the regular season against Patrick Mahomes. He is 0 for the playoffs. So explain, Lucy. Make the distinction.
Yeah. Well, the distinction for me is that the Chiefs know what they're doing in these situations. Like, I'm sure they would have loved to have won the game in Buffalo, right? But they were 9-0 going into that game. And I think they said to themselves, hey, if we win, great. But this is a fact-finding mission for us. Let's see what this team is about this year. Let's see what we can figure out. And I think they treat it differently. Now, in the 2021 divisional game, Josh Allen threw a touchdown pass to Gabriel Davis to give them the lead with 13 seconds left on the clock. Okay? He walked off the field with a 3-point lead with 13 seconds left on the clock. And then Sean McDermott, for reasons still unexplained, doesn't squib it to run some time off the clock. He kicks it out of bounds or kicks it into the end zone, thus giving the Chiefs a 2-play minimum to get set up for the field goal, and they executed perfectly with bad defense by the Buffalo Bills. So Josh Allen didn't lose that game. Josh Allen dragged the Bills to the lead in that game, and then he gets hammered with a loss for something he had nothing to do about. So that's the sort of the distinction I want to make. But I do want to read you one thing about why I don't understand why anybody would ever bet against the Chiefs and Mahomes in these situations. If you have a second, I want to pull this up. It's one of my all-time favorite things. And then this was before the start of this preseason, this postseason. So I think the Jaden Daniels driving at the Bucs may have skewed this stat, but I'm not sure. Since 2001, there have been 125 drives in the NFL's postseason where it was at least the fourth quarter, and there was under a minute left to play, and the team on offense trailed by seven or fewer points, basically one possession. Your standard do-or-die moments for a football team, the clutch things that win and lose critical games. Out of those 125 drives, only 40% of them saw the offense pull off the magic trick and get the points they needed. Some quarterbacks are really good at it. Tom Brady went 5 for 11, 46% in these situations. Drew Brees went 3 for 6, 50% in those situations. Only one quarterback is perfect, Patrick Mahomes, 7 for 7 in those situations. So the Bills may have a better team. Josh Allen may be playing better football this year than anybody else. But why would I go against that? Like, eventually it's going to come up short, but I've seen this guy do this way too often. You know, Emmanuel Sanders once said on a podcast, "No grown man has made me cry more than Patrick Mahomes." I was in the AFC West with him when he did this to us twice a year. I was on the Bills when we did it with 13 seconds left. I was on the 49ers when we had a 10-point lead with 8 minutes to play in the fourth quarter of Super Bowl 54, and he did it to us again. Andy Reid said it best, when it's grim, be the grim reaper, and that's who this guy is.
Yeah, it's hard to bet against him when you see what he's done in the playoffs. If they ask you which quarterback would you want, I mean, I don't. It's a laydown. There's no question who you'd want, especially at this time of year, and Taylor Swift. So I don't think you can beat that combination. The Swifties, the Chiefties, and Patrick Mahomes.
Just put it this way, all right? He's only played 7 seasons as a starter. He has as many playoff wins as Joe Montana did in 16 seasons. At the age of 29, he has 4 more playoff wins than Tom Brady did at 29. He has 1 more Super Bowl appearance than Tom Brady did at 29. They have the same number of Super Bowl wins, 3 at 29. He has 3 more NFL Super Bowl MVPs than Tom Brady did at 29 and 2 more league MVPs than Tom Brady did at 29. I'm not saying he's catching Tom Brady. I'm saying he's obliterating the pace that Tom Brady was on the greatest dynasty of all time. That's so, what we're talking about here.
So where would you put the Chiefs if they three-peat?
They will be singularly unique in the history of the NFL, the first team to ever three-peat. And maybe even more importantly, for those of you of us that are old enough to remember the Pittsburgh Steelers of the 70s, the Steelers of the 70s were the only team ever to win 4 Super Bowls in 6 years. They went 2, missed 2, and then won 2 more back-to-back. If the Chiefs win, it will be their 4th Super Bowl in 6 seasons. And we have to look at them as one of, if not the greatest dynasty, perhaps, we've ever seen.
I can't knock that. You've got Hall of Famers in a lot of different positions, starting a coach. I mean, Andy Reid has been.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's where you look at that's where it starts. And he has a culture, has a belief, and it's been an amazing thing. So are you picking the Chiefs and who tomorrow? Or who are you picking?
Well, listen, I think most of America wants the Bills and the Commanders. I have a hunch they're getting a rematch of Super Bowl 57, the Eagles and the Chiefs.
I can rerun that Andy Reid story again. I'm good with that. I'm good with cheeseburgers in paradise. I'm good with that.
Yeah, I think most people want to see something new. They'd love to see Jaden there. And I think a lot of people, for all the reasons, whether it's Josh Allen and the heartbreak with the Chiefs or, you know, the Bills of the 90s falling short in those 4 straight Super Bowls, I think a lot of people would like to see the Bills get there. But if they do it, congratulations. I will say well earned and well done. But I will be off the Chiefs when they are not 6 feet under; they are 60 feet under.
Yeah, well, if the Commanders get there, I think Ryan Poles gets fired because he missed on the coach, the quarterback, and the offensive coordinator.
And he still hasn't taken the North, by the way.
No, right. He's taken the North cellar, and he's not giving it back. Yeah. That's the way it's gone. All right, Trey, great spending time with you. I appreciate your insight. Thank you.
You got it, guys. Take care. Appreciate it.
All right. Trey Wingo, host of the pregame power-up on DraftKings Network, live in New Orleans all next week. Take a break. We come back. Kevin Warren kind of said the quiet part out loud. That's the way I interpreted it. I'll tell you about that next. Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
I do have a message here for the players. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. The bar has been set higher than it's ever been set before. The only way for this team and for you as individual players to reach your potential is to be pushed and to be challenged. And that's exactly what I and my staff plan on doing. We are going to push, we're going to challenge. And along with those high standards, there's also going to be a high level of support as well. Everybody in this building is going to be all about helping you guys out. How do you become the best versions of yourselves?
Unbelievable that Ben Johnson said that, since everybody who goes into Hallis Hall, according to Mark Potash's theory, everyone becomes the worst version of themselves. And look at the proof. Whether you're Phil Emery or Mark Trestman or John Fox and Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy and, yeah, Ryan Poles, you're the worst version of yourself. Now, maybe Ben Johnson, born in a manger, can change all that. We'll find out. And we'll find out more about Ben Johnson. Wonderful stuff in an interview he did yesterday with Mullion Haugh. I love this guy. For hearing about his family, his family's educators, it's spectacular. Teachers are the most, teaching is the most noble, underrated and underpaid job in the world. The most important people in America are those teaching America's youth. I love teachers. Teachers and nurses make the world run, and they should make the world run. The people who are running the world should not be there. Teachers and nurses should. Just like every time you got Every time I get near a line, I say, why aren't the people from Portillo's running this line? It would be done. It would be through.
They know how to do that, huh? They've really just got the line signs figured out, huh?
Running the world should be left to teachers and nurses. They're the most important people in America. But that's not why you called. You called to know this. Listen up, people. Tomorrow is the NFL's Championship Sunday. First up at 2, the Eagles host the Commanders in the NFC Championship. Then at 5:30, it's another showdown between the Bills and Chiefs in the AFC Championship. Doubleheader coverage begins at 1 on The Score and the Odyssey app. The Score is your home for Super Bowl 59. So Kevin Warren said the quiet part out loud. He used the word beshert. It's a Yiddish word that means fate. Really, it's a way of explaining luck. Kevin Warren said the quiet part out loud. The Bears' plan is to get lucky. Luck is not a plan, but it's all the Bears have. And Ryan Poles has seen this. He was with the Chiefs. He was the Chiefs' college scouting director in 2011. General manager Scott Pioli could have done an all-out search. That was what was next. That's what he could have done. Fired Todd Haley late in the season, but he retained Romeo Crennel. Yet another Belichick acolyte who didn't work out as a head coach. They're all over the place, littered with them. Anyways, Romeo Crennel stayed. He got the job based on his interim and oops. So he got fired a year later. And then they hired Andy Reid. Andy Reid was available when they needed a coach because they made a bad decision on a coach. Timing is everything. No question. And so, after Ryan Poles screwed up so many things, didn't take C.J. Stroud, wouldn't or wasn't allowed to go after Jim Harbaugh because maybe hard feelings in the building and maybe Jim Harbaugh has a potty mouth or something, but wherever it was McCaskey's or maybe it was Kevin Warren and maybe it was Ryan Poles himself or Trace Armstrong, there were forces there preventing him from making the coaching change he needed to. And in waiting a year and making a deal and pantsing David Tepper, he got the chance to draft Caleb Williams. He got lucky there. But in not hiring Jim Harbaugh and keeping the ill-equipped Matt Eberflus, he got the chance to hire Ben Johnson. It looks certainly the hottest coordinator. It looks to be the right hire now. They choked on Jim Harbaugh. I mean, Harbaugh makes a difference. He makes his team better. History tells you that. Past his prologue with Harbaugh. They got to the playoffs this year, the first year in San Diego. Oh, first year with the Chargers. So not so much with Ben Johnson. He hasn't done this before. He's got offensive credibility. Not as head coach, just offensive credibility. But, you know, if coach, quarterback, if that connection is... If that part is right, it deodorizes so much else. Ryan Poles said a while ago, we're turning every stone to make sure we're doing this the right way. We're digging deeper than we ever have before. Really, dude? Watching the NFL Network would have been digging deeper than you did to hire Matt Eberflus. You dug as deep as Trace Armstrong's contact list in his phone would let you go. But Poles looked different when he introduced Ben Johnson. He looked relaxed, not like in November when Kevin Warren neutered him. Now, Poles still might be neutered and just more comfortable with it, learning how to deal with the loss and pain of position, power, authority. I mean, we don't know whether Poles got his guy or got the guy Warren told him to get. We don't know that. I don't know if we ever will. But as I was talking about with Trey Wingo, if the Commanders, first of all, the Commanders in the NFC Championship game, they did it with a head coach the Bears didn't hire, an offensive coordinator the Bears didn't hire, and a quarterback the Bears didn't draft. Mark Potash tweeted that out, that part of it, and he got a response from Joe Banner, 20 years head honcho of the Eagles and the Browns. Joe Banner retweeted, not even including the GM passed on Stroud the year before. The mystery is how he has involvement and is even leading the process to hire a new coach. That's from a guy who's been around the NFL for 20 years. Eagles, Browns, Joe Banner, responding to a Potash tweet about Ryan Poles. And to answer Joe Banner, it's what the Bears do. They're constitutionally incapable of lining things up. They can't do it for the right reasons, with the right people. They have, like Kevin Warren, I think, just did Ryan Poles' job. Now maybe Kevin Warren can go do his own job, like get a stadium. You know that the Bears were not going to go near a candidate who wanted his own GM. Unless, of course, Ben Johnson got a deal that said, okay, I'll live with him for a year and then I get to bring in my own GM. Because you were going to fire him anyways, because Kevin Warren, in the course of neutering Ryan Poles, said, well, a year is a lifetime in the NFL. Well, it's not, but that's how you justify what you're going to do to Ryan Poles when next season is over. Maybe part of the discussion with Ben Johnson was, yeah, we'll let you bring in your guy next year, but not right now. They kind of did that. Phil Emery, I mean, this is very Bears. They told Phil Emery, you have to keep Lovie Smith. Wait, I'm the GM. I'm higher than him on the food chain. Yeah, I'm higher than you on the food chain, said whatever Mick Wonk said it. And Phil Emery had to keep Lovie Smith. Lovie Smith went 10-6, and they fired him because he didn't make the playoffs. That was Phil Emery's opening. And ladies and gentlemen, here's Mark Trestman. Yuck, 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 yuck. That's the way the Bears do it. The Commanders, just for those of you scoring at home, are in the NFC Championship game less than a year after they hired a new GM, a new head coach, new offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator, new special teams coordinator, and drafting a new quarterback. And for those of you scoring at home, the Bears missed on the Commanders' head coach. The Bears missed on the Commanders' offensive coordinator. The Bears missed on the Commanders' quarterback. Really, you're going to watch that game if you're a Bears fan and watch the Super Bowl if the Commanders win. You go, that could have been us. That should have been us.
All I know is they have ankles. That's all I know.
It was a whole new alignment. That's what the Commanders did. GM, coach, coordinators, quarterback. Ryan Poles refused to upgrade a coach and to align his new quarterback with a new coach, a new approach. Now, Dan Quinn is not exactly Mr. Personality. Bears didn't pick him for other reasons, but Trace Armstrong has his own reasons. The Commanders also did their... The Commanders had a change in the position the Bears are never going to see. That was a change of ownership. Dan Snyder was run out of Washington. Franchise got a new owner, Josh Harris and friends. Harris is a co-founder of Apollo Global Management. He owns the Sixers and the Devils. One of his friends, by the way, is Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson has... I don't know what, 15 championship rings from all of his various travels. And in 2 years, this new owner, Josh Harris, has won as many playoff games as George McCaskey in 14. For those of you keeping score, George McCaskey has won playoff. No, he has no playoff wins. Josh Harris has 2 in his second year of ownership, and he might get to the Super Bowl. Ownership matters. Coaching matters. Ownership matters. Now, the talk was Ben Johnson said he wanted the whole alignment of ownership. He wanted solid foundation of ownership and support and all the higher-ups. And he wanted the job more than he wanted a hue to what he originally believed, or what we were told he believed. There's no way any sane person can look at the Bears and look at that ownership and what they've done under George McCaskey. Every 2-3 years, the new idiots come in. The new people who have some credentials and become worse versions of themselves. There's no way a sane person, someone as smart as Ben Johnson, could look at it and say, yeah, that's the ownership I want to work for.
Bend over and I'll show you.
Yeah, that's the team president I want to work for, the sanctimonious hustler. That's what I want. And the guy who publicly neuters his GM after they publicly embarrassed the coach they were going to fire. It's after Thanksgiving.
I'm just going to tell you, that's a bad call.
And Eberflus gets sent out for the day after press conference because the Bears can't figure out they're going to fire him. And it takes a week. And they fire him right after that, and they don't show up for... There's no leadership of the Bears. They didn't... How do you not show up after you fire this guy? And when they show up, Kevin Warren neuters Ryan Poles. And Ben Johnson says this is the perfect situation, this is what he wanted. That's the way he started. I want this job. That's what he told George McCaskey and company. And he ended it the same way. Have I mentioned I want this job? A lot of times you'll see teams, coaches, take on players and go, why? Well, they think they can change him. A lot of talent. I think I can change this. I can be the guy. There's probably a lot of that in Ben Johnson. I can be the guy. I will pull off the miracle because I was born in a manger, and I will pull off the miracle of making the McCaskies look smart. I mean, it's Herculean. No one's done it since Ditka. And it really wasn't the McCaskies he made look smart. The Bears have been here before with a hot coordinator as coach. It was Wani. And how'd that work out for everybody? And Wani made a really good first impression. Wani's great. He's still making good first impressions. He's terrific. Great guy to talk to. Wani didn't win. Certainly didn't win the Super Bowl, not like in Dallas. But he came from Dallas, and Jimmy Johnson said, you get personnel final say. You do all this. And Michael McCaskey gave it to him. And how'd that work out for everybody? And they're the Washington Commanders in the NFC Championship game. You know, they were going to hire Ben Johnson last year. They're flying their plane to Detroit. And they had to turn it around because he said, no, I'm withdrawing. So the Commanders hired Dan Quinn. And they're in the NFC Championship game. To get there, Quinn's Commanders had to beat Ben Johnson's Lions. Are we just ignoring this? I think Lions scored a lot of points. And that's a lot of points despite the quarterback going all Jared Goff on him and throwing four picks. Commanders failed to get Johnson. And the Commanders got it right. And they got lucky. I mean, what happens if Ben Johnson says, yeah, I want to work for the new owner in Washington? What if he says, I want to work for a guy who can get me Magic Johnson's autograph, right? That's Josh Harris's friend. He's got an equity stake there, Magic Johnson does. The Commanders got lucky. Dan Quinn, after Ben Johnson said no, the Commanders got lucky. The Bears let Cliff Kingsbury out of Hallis Hall, out of the room, because Shane Waldron was the better choice for who? Why? It's because Matt Eberflus and Ryan Poles got suckered by Pete Carroll. They didn't do their homework. And the Commanders got the right quarterback for this year anyways. You're talking about the offensive rookie of the year. Arguably the MVP. He wasn't an MVP finalist. I'm not quite sure how, but he wasn't an MVP finalist. But that guy's a quarterback the Bears didn't draft when he was there for him. A lot of this does not make sense. Except for the Bears' history of bad coaches and bad quarterbacks. Coaches, quarterbacks, they suck. And this is Saturday Suckers. That's why we're here. A lot of it is guesswork and luck. Beshirt. That's what Kevin Warren said, Beshirt. It's a polite way of saying, get lucky. which is your plan when you're George McCaskey and you're part of the Lucky Sperm Club? Commanders didn't get the biggest name on the coaching market. They got the right one. The Bears got the biggest name, the hottest name, biggest name, the name craved by everybody, not named the Patriots. So the Bears' wonky alignment remains. The Bears got lucky, maybe.
Hi, I'm Mark Trestman.
Bears got lucky, maybe. I don't know that the man who gave you Velus Jones and Karan Amagaji and Matt Eberflus is not going to be referred to as Ryan Emery, and the coach won't be referred to as Ben Trestman. Luck is not a plan, but because the franchise has long lacked institutional knowledge of the league that Grandpa founded, luck is the only thing the Bears have. It was Beshert that Kevin Warren would say the quiet part out loud. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage. We'll be back. Top of the hour, Patrick Finley of the Sun-Times will be here. And next hour, we'll hear Ben Johnson's interview on Mully and Haw. Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
At our place, we're really trying to grow the man because we think growing the man helps our football team.
It was cool. First time you going into something like that, you used to watching as a young player coming up, watching Hard Knocks, stuff like that, but being involved in it is a different outlook. It was a cool experience.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
DeAndre Swift talking about Hard Knocks. It was a cool experience. Really?
Yeah, something like that, huh?
Really? We brought that back, Sean Sears did. We're talking, and my point is to keep an eye on DeAndre Swift. Now that Ben Johnson is here, Johnson had him in Detroit. Johnson saw the irrefutable evidence that has now become NFL law. Maybe you didn't know it, but it's an NFL law. Get rid of DeAndre Swift and get yourself a running game. It worked for the Lions in 2023. It worked for the Eagles this season. Now, will Ben Johnson, who had previous experience with Swift, make it work for the Bears? The Lions dumped Swift after 2022. That was a Hard Knocks thing. It may or may not have had something to do with the way Swift moved on, but he moved on. The Lions dumped him. Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery got to eat and eat and eat and eat. And it became central to what Ben Johnson, offensive guru, did. Became central to what Jared Goff could accomplish. So it becomes central to what the Bears are going to do. Detroit sent DeAndre Swift to Philadelphia. This is too good to be true. Everything runs through the Bears. The Eagles moved on from DeAndre Swift. That's how he ended up with the Bears. If you have any questions, you can see Saquon Barkley in the NFC Championship game with the Eagles. Saquon Barkley went nuts this year. And here are the Eagles playing for a chance to go back to the Super Bowl. So Ben Johnson was the offensive coordinator in Detroit when they dumped Swift after it happened after the season, but they were on Hard Knocks. And there was a raucous episode. It went viral. Deuce Staley, the running backs coach, trying to get through to DeAndre Swift, and it sort of left a mark. But here's Deuce Staley from that Hard Knocks episode.
Man, you not listen to me, and it's real. You can be the best in this league. You really can. But what you got to do is this: you got to have that dog mentality. You got to bring that out of you. You got the ball in the correct hand, right? You feel this dude here, right?
Yeah.
You can't outrun him from right there, right?
No.
So what's up? You got to do something, Swift. Because guess what? If you would have stepped on him right there, you might have scored.
Now, that alone The Bears are forced at gunpoint to do Hard Knocks. And no potty mouth. Nobody does that. No potty mouth. But asked about it, DeAndre Swift said that it was all TV'd up, that it was, the portrayal was wrong. It went viral. It's like, oh, man, he's just, get called into the vice principal's office and that's it. Well, maybe, maybe not. Maybe it was a wrong portrayal. He said he had a great relationship with Deuce Staley. Ben Johnson was there. That's what we know. Ben Johnson is here now. That's what we know. The Eagles are in the NFC Championship game after the Lions won 15 games, both with sensational running games. It's now an NFL law. Teams that get rid of DeAndre Swift have better running games and win a lot of games, more than any other teams in the NFC this season. I don't think that was lost on the computer programmer who is now coaching the Bears, who has previous experience with DeAndre Swift. I would be surprised if DeAndre Swift is on the Bears this season, or maybe he will because the offensive line just won't be good enough. But I don't expect him to be back the season after this because it's an NFL law. Get rid of DeAndre Swift, you get yourself a championship running game. It's happening, people.
It's the transitive property, Rosie.
It is.
You get rid of one guy, all of a sudden your NFC title game.
Right. That's the way it works here on Saturday Suckage. We make all things possible. I'm Steve Rosenblum. We'll take a break when we come back. We'll talk Bears with Patrick Finley of the Sun-Times. Coaching a whole bunch of names. It's head spinning. It gives you whiplash. We'll have Patrick help us sort it all out. Next on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
It was cool. First time you going into something like that. Used to watching as a young player coming up, watching Hard Knocks, stuff like that. But being involved in it, it's a different outlook. It was a cool experience.
You sure about that? You sure about that?
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.